step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Daddy Radio Network, brought to you by Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing in Bridgeport. If you want tattooed or pierced, then call Breaking Skin Tattoo. Bloom Daddy and Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing, bringing pleasure and pain to the Ohio Valley.
He's immature, at times intolerable, and certainly not the guy you want marrying your daughter. He's Bloom Daddy, and it's time for Hour 1 on the Bloom Daddy Radio Network.
You know, I've been doing this talk radio thing for a long time, and I have talked about some outrageous topics, but this one might take the cake. Good Tuesday morning to you, Bloom Daddy and Otis. You have athletes in Tokyo who they're going to make sleep on anti-sex cardboard beds at the Olympic Games because they don't want them, because of COVID, having sex. They don't want them close to each other. Let me tell you something.
Chicky, wow, wow.
Did cavemen have beds? Did cavemen have cardboard beds back? Look, give me a rock. I'm going to make it happen. Give me a bed of nails and the right woman. It's going to happen. I don't care if it's a cardboard bed. I don't care if it's a floor. I don't care if it's a floating mattress. Human beings are going to have sex if they want to have sex. Otis, when you saw this, because we have a parody song about this that we'll play for you a little bit later. It's like a minute 45 long, but you said it's hilarious.
I haven't heard the whole thing because of time strain.
Yeah.
But the first minute is hysterical.
I mean, look, if people want to butter the biscuit, they're going to butter the biscuit.
Oh, absolutely.
It doesn't matter if it's a cardboard bed, a foam bed, it doesn't matter. Give me earth. Give me ground. A floor, a dirt, a patch of dirt, leaves,
nobody says you have to lay down.
No, yeah. You don't. How about something that just a railing? Something to grab a hold of. I mean, good God. When people want to do squat thrusts in the cucumber patch, they're going to do squat thrusts in the cucumber patch. You're not going to stop them. Well, there's a lot wrong with me, but I see this story and I'm just laughing this morning. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, you've got a collection of the best looking human beings, the most fit human beings in the world in one place, and they think making cardboard beds that will collapse under the weight of two people will stop them from having sex. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
What about the
This is more ridiculous than pregnant man emojis.
What about the heavyweight wrestlers and the weightlifters? Are they going to have to get? Is it going to be double cardboard?
Is there still sumo wrestling in the Olympics? Get rid of that.
What about the basketball players that are like 6'9" and 270? I mean, 6'10".
What a joke! I mean, unbelievable. Every day it's something new, and that's it today. Here's another unbelievable story for you. Top headlines: hospitals feeling the strain. Here we go. Sound the alarm. Cry wolf. As more people get infected with the Delta variant of COVID-19, you got the Surgeon General telling the Today Show that convincing people to get vaccinated isn't a one-size-fits-all approach. Then you've got the head of one Missouri hospital urging people to get vaccinated now before they end up in the hospital. And health officials are saying that we're headed for a COVID spike worse than any seen in the region so far. So here we go with the fear-mongering. Again. And again, here's a news flash for you. People get sick. People get sick from the flu. They get sick from pneumonia. They get sick from colds. And they get sick from COVID. And COVID's going to be the same as the others. We're never going to cure it. We're just going to treat it. Most Americans are vaccinated. Most have already had it. So you've got herd immunity. You're looking at about 15% of America. If hospitals weren't overrun and healthcare didn't crumble at the very beginning of this pandemic, you're sure as hell not going to convince me it's going to happen now. And how about Pittsburgh Public Schools? They're hosting a special webinar tonight to highlight their proposed health and safety plan for the upcoming school year. You know what it includes? Mask use for all students, indoors, social distancing protocols, 3 feet of distancing, 6 feet will be required for adults. Didn't the whole 6 feet thing get blown out of the water? If I remember correctly, it did. Masks will not be required outside or while playing actively a sport. They're also recommending mask wearing for kids ages 2 and up. Didn't we just have a report that came out where they said that masks on kids detrimental? Guess it doesn't matter. When classes resume for the Cleveland Metropolitan School District next month, students and staff will be required to wear masks. You know what all this means when it comes to the schools? You know what it all means? It means it is beyond time for the teachers' union to go bye-bye, because all this is a political statement. This is teachers driving the narrative here. It is way past due for teachers' unions to go bye-bye. They're antiquated. They're all about power. And teachers' unions have forgotten that they work for us. We pay their bills. We pay their salaries. They don't want to listen to parents anymore. They want to do their own thing. And nobody to this day can tell me why there is a union for teachers. The last time I checked, they've got the best job you could possibly have. One of the best. When it comes to vacations, work schedule, and everything else. I'm sick of it. Oh, and by the way, you get a new study out by Duke University researchers. Found that children who've had mild infections or even those who did not have any symptoms develop an immune response that will likely provide some protection against future infections when it comes to COVID. In other words, your immune system works, especially for kids. That if they get it, it's going to make them stronger in the future. Shocker, huh? Imagine that. Texas Democrats defending their decision to travel to D.C. to stop this elections bill in the Lone Star State. You had Chris Turner speaking on MSNBC explaining the move was to protect the rights of people in his state.
This bill, just like other bills around the country, is based on the big lie. It's based on the lie that Donald Trump really somehow won the last election, that all of us know he lost, and he lost it by a lot.
What this guy doesn't get, it's not based on that. It's based on the fact that Democrats manipulated a pandemic to get what they wanted. They moved goalposts. They changed deadlines. They circumvented the rules that have been in place for over 100 years that worked perfectly fine. That's what this is about. This whole Texas Democrat thing is all for show. It's laughable. Our voting process has worked for over 100 years. The Democrats realize that by moving goalposts in 2020, by stripping some rules and regulations or relaxing them, they benefited greatly. So they want it again in 2022, in 2024, and beyond. I said it before, and I'm going to say it again. If you can't figure out how to vote, or you don't have the means to vote in 2021, that's on you. That is on you. Millions of other Americans vote perfectly fine. They have no issue. So if you can't figure it out, if you can't find the time to do it under the current rules and regulations, that is on you and nobody else. You've got House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. He selected 5 Republicans for the House's new select committee to investigate the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol. So this indicates that the GOP intends to participate, even though they opposed the creation of this committee from the first place. You've got Republicans Jim Banks, Jim Jordan, Ronnie Davis, Kelly Armstrong, and Troy Nels. Now, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has to give her approval for the names. So you can almost guarantee Jim Jordan's out. I mean, this dude's a pit bull. This dude's going to go right at him. And she's going to want nothing to do with him. Now, on the same lines, you have a 38-year-old Florida man who went onto the Senate floor during the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, carrying a Trump campaign flag. He was sentenced to 8 months behind bars yesterday. This is the first punishment for a January 6th felony charge. This guy's name, Paul Allard Hodgkins. Now, he got a lower sentence in the 18 months requested by prosecutors because he didn't assault anybody, he didn't damage government property, and he wasn't among the lead attackers. So as of right now, you've had more than 500 people charged for their participation in the attack. And they should be. They should be. And last but not least, and this is actually some good news here, and I think it's delayed. the Biden administration, saying that some 2,500 Afghans who worked for the U.S. government during the time in Afghanistan or war in Afghanistan, many of them translators and their family members, will be evacuated to the Fort Lee military base in Virginia pending approval of their visas. And when I saw that, I started once again laughing. This is a move that should have happened initially. These are people who have risked their lives, their families' lives, for us, for our American soldiers. They need taken care of first and foremost. But Otis, when you hear this story, you've got 2,500 Afghans who worked for us, helped us, but they got to get approval for their visas. And then you look at what's going on the southern border. You've got an administration that's allowing thousands of illegals to stream across our border with COVID, okay? Just come on in. But yet Afghans who worked with our soldiers, they can't come in until pending approval of their visas.
Well, it's because it doesn't fit their narrative, and it doesn't. They're not. They possibly will do something. You know, they're not guaranteed to come in and vote Democrat either.
No, they're not. That's because, the same thing.
Because we're taking care of them.
That's the same thing with Cuban refugees. And you know, they more likely vote Republican. The door's not open for them.
No,
but the door's open for the southern border. All right, we got to hit a break. 800-64-1170, BloomDaddy at iHeartMedia.com. When we come back, we're going live to New York City. There's a poll out there showing a large number of Americans believe in COVID vaccine misinformation. I'm going to take you back to the beginning of why probably a lot of Americans do believe in misinformation. Because it was all started by a certain someone, or actually two people. I'll refresh your memory next.
Throwing shadows in the dark, and the memories keep on turning to the rhythm of a broken heart.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, one other thing that's emerging here with the economy, you know, Biden is shrugging off these predictions about regarding the consequences of his economic leadership, stocks tumbling, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, the loss is over 800 points. I've thought we're due for a correction, especially based on all of the bad economic news we've been receiving. And now it's pretty much common knowledge, and it's the belief of most on Wall Street, that inflation is here to stay. You know, it's everybody's belief that everything's going to now cost a lot more. And that's not good for anybody. That, by the way, would be called a tax. There will be unleashed fury in the markets as a result of this.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, remember the saying, if you love something, set it free? Now, if it doesn't come back, it was never yours to begin with. Well, when it comes to your identity, our friends at LifeLock, they're kind of calling BS, because all those nights working overtime, saving all that money, paying off all that debt, and now some identity thief wants to try and set it free? They say that's crazy talk, and we agree. Now, that's why LifeLock by Norton helps monitor your information. They will alert you to potential identity threats. If you're a victim, you'll get a dedicated U.S.-based specialist that will help fix it for you. No one can prevent all identity theft, monitor every transaction of every single business. But when identity thieves try to take what is yours, don't take it lying down. LifeLock sees the threats you miss on your own. And today you save up to 25% off your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Go to LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Hannity to save that 25%. That's LifeLock.com, 1-800-LIFELOCK.
Murder in Illinois is the new true crime podcast that attempts to answer the question, Who really killed the Vaughn family? In 2007, Chris Vaughn's wife and three children were found murdered in their SUV. Chris was arrested and convicted, though he claims to have no memory of the events.
Both the prosecution's theory and the defense's theory are incorrect. That's not how it happened.
So how did it happen, Ryan?
Listen to Murder in Illinois on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you own a business, then the smart move when it comes to the best employee benefits and retirement packages is to call Mike Caruso of the McCoy Group in Wheeling. Just dial 304-233-1185 and ask for Mike. That's 304-233-1185. And let him and his associates make sure your employee's benefit package doesn't control you. They are the experts, and they're right here in Wheeling waiting to help you. The McCoy Group, 304-233-1185. Ask for Mike Caruso. Let the experts do what they do.
Doctors Urgent Care serves nearly 20,000 patients each year at their Wheeling, St. Clairsville, and Barnesville locations. Doctors Urgent Care continues to offer accessible, quality medical care to residents in the Ohio Valley. Doctors Urgent Care offers services such as convenient appointments, walk-ins, our Primary Care One plan, and house calls. Contact Doctors Urgent Care now to set up an appointment at any one of our three locations. Log on to our website at doctorsurgentcare.com or call Doctors Urgent Care today at 740-699-0945.
Who has 13 locations all over the Ohio Valley and offers you tremendous quality products? Riesbeck's Food Markets, of course. It's why they've been serving the Valley since 1925. Hey, it's Bloom Daddy. I shop Riesbeck's because I love the product, the atmosphere, and the friendly faces. And speaking of faces, Peter and Brian Riesbeck are still looking for employees to fill their 13 stores. So if you want competitive pay, an employee discount, and health insurance to those who qualify, apply at any Riesbeck's location or at RiesbeckFoods.com. Once again, that's RiesbeckFoods.com.
King's Auto Glass is your trusted source for professional auto glass replacement and repairs. King's also does residential window repair and replacement, storefront glass, and more. With more than 75 years in the business, why call anyone else? King's Auto Glass.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Talking to veterans about the real issues they're dealing with can be uncomfortable. But when their behavior changes, it's time to act. Call the Veterans Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
Bloom Daddy.
Live in New York City, Fox News Radio's Tanya Powers. All right, Tanya, what's this poll say about what Americans believe when it comes to the COVID vaccine?
Hey, good morning. Well, it says this is, by the way, from The Economist and YouGov. That's who did this poll. They talked to 1,500 Americans ages 18 and up, and they found that one-fifth of those polled believe the conspiracy theory that COVID-19 vaccinations contain government-issued microchips. That's one in five. By the way, there has never been any evidence to support any of that. The other things that they found, that Republicans are much more likely to reject the vaccine. Almost 30% of those polled said they would not get the shot. 90% of the 1,500 surveyed that said that they fear the vaccine side effects more than they fear COVID-19 itself. They also found that vaccine rejection is higher among whites than blacks and Hispanics, higher in the Midwest and South, and higher among those with less education.
You know, out of everything you just said right there, the one I guess shocks me the most is about the, what was it, did you say microtransmitters in the vaccine or something, the first one?
One in five American adults believe the conspiracy theory that COVID vaccinations contain government-issued microchips.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I mean, that's one in five, that's a high number. I mean, you know, I can understand people thinking that, well, the virus isn't is bad or this or that, but that's kind of shocking to me that many people would think that there's some kind of government conspiracy going on here to track us.
Yeah, that's pretty alarming, honestly, the fact that that's what the poll found. There was a lot of information in the poll. More information about who is hesitant, why are they hesitant. Those who are hesitant, by the way, mainly fall into two camps. One is that government microchipping camp, that they believe that theory, conspiracy theory, and the other half apparently believe that vaccines in general cause autism, which has been debunked. That is also something that has been, you know, proven not the case. So that's when you're talking about the people who don't, you know, who are hesitant and they believe these conspiracy theories, those are seem to be the two that come up. Two-thirds of Americans in this poll say that most unvaccinated people do not have a good reason for refusing vaccines. Also, it's an interesting poll all the way around, like I said. But, you know, just to be clear, there's never been any evidence that supports any of the conspiracy theory stuff about the microchipping or any of that.
Okay. All right, Tony, thanks for the update.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
All right. Are you surprised by that? It was 1 in 5?
Yeah, I am a little bit.
I've never thought that this vaccine. Let's think about something for a second. The vaccination process was expedited by Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. I mean, Donald Trump has got to get credit for the vaccinations. He has to. Okay, so if you believe there's some government conspiracy, then I guess you're thinking that Trump's behind it. I would have to assume. I have no problem with people thinking that, well, they fear vaccinations or side effects from vaccinations more than they do COVID. I mean, I could understand that. I don't. I have chosen not to get vaccinated because I don't feel I need it. And my kids have chosen not to get vaccinated because they don't feel they need it. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that choice.
Well, and a couple of your kids have already had COVID, have they not?
Right. They all have.
Okay.
And as far as I know, so have I, because I can't imagine. I was in a house with every one of them while they had it, and I would have to assume that I got it. Mm-hmm. But I had no symptoms. You know, I was apparently asymptomatic. The problem with the vaccinations is there's been a lot of misinformation put out there, or I should say misguided information. A couple of emails I got. This is Bob from Westview, PA. He said, so Mika of CNBC says unvaccinated are going to infect vaccinated people with the Delta variant. So maybe I'm a caveman and I don't understand the science, but if vaccinated people could get the virus, how would 100% vaccinations prevent the Delta variant? Well, Bob, it wouldn't, obviously. Diane, you were talking with Diamond and Silk today about the Texas legislators who now say they have 5 COVID cases within their group. But wait a minute. These are all Democrats. Shouldn't they all be vaccinated? If not, why? But if they were vaccinated like good little Democrats, how did any of them get COVID? Something's wrong with their story. Well, I think they're lying, number one. I mean, has it been proven that they have COVID? Does anybody have any definitive information? I think it's just a big act to keep them in D.C. so they don't have to go back to Texas and face criminal charges for not doing their job, which I'll get to in a little bit. The only guy making sense on any of this is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, because he is saying that health experts share some of the blame for low COVID-19 vaccination rates, currently around 48% in Florida. Now, he said that experts need to be careful with messaging to vaccine skeptics. He accused quote-unquote experts of lambasting people, shaming people who are hesitant about getting COVID shots and making them retreat even more.
You know, have a little humility when you're trying to carry that message. You know, understand that there's some people that may have qualms. And what I try to do is just present the data. I do not agree with some of these people, some of these quote-unquote experts who lambast people and criticize them.
He's 100% correct. He is 100% correct. Because the messaging has been, if you don't get vaccinated, you're a degenerate. You don't care about fellow mankind. It's like your kids. If you tell your kids they can't drink, Otis, more than likely, what are they going to do?
They're going to drink.
If you tell your kids, your daughter, you don't want her dating this guy, what is she going to do?
She's going to date that guy.
So if you sit there and tell people, you got to get vaccinated. If you don't get vaccinated, you're a degenerate. You're a loser. You're no good. We're going to make you wear a wristband to show everybody. What do you think people are going to do? Even if they want to get vaccinated, if they feel they're being forced to, if they feel they're being shamed to, they're going to go, F you, not doing it. And let's not forget at the very beginning, who was saying they would not get vaccinated?
The Democrats.
Kamala Harris.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Biden. When Donald Trump was still president, Kamala Harris said, if Donald Trump tells me to get vaccinated, I'm not getting vaccinated. I just watched the interview this morning. Joe Biden said the same thing, that he would never trust a Trump vaccine. He gets elected. All of a sudden, the vaccinations are the greatest thing in the world. Democrats defeated the vaccine movement to defeat Donald Trump from the very beginning. You reap what you sow. So don't point a finger at everybody else. Point a finger at yourself, because go back to those interviews with Kamala la 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 in Joe, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. What's the buzz coming your way next?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.